Thanks, Natalie. Let's speak now about the technical aspects with Dominique.
In the technical workshops, Frederick has discovered all of the positions that were proposed in the workshop. He is usually willing to do the work asked for him. He can put on his professional work clothes and is punctual. He understands simple instructions if they are given step by step. A demonstration is necessary for him to correctly complete the task. He needs the monitor's help for tasks that require reading. They will have to watch out for his fragility. For example, he can't carry heavy loads. He works slowly, but he's conscientious. I believe that Frederick is capable of fitting into an ECAT, but should be placed in a packaging workshop.
Thank you, Dominique. In fact, the training reports have the same elements and reflections. And now, let's finish with the social worker, Mylin.
Yes, in fact, Frederick appreciated his training periods at the ESAT. And during his last appointment, he told me that he would like to be admitted, with preference to the ESAT de la Forêt. He enjoyed the atmosphere there and found the monitors to be very nice. He liked the cardboard packaging workshop, and it's easy for him to go by public transportation. His parents agreed to this transition. They refuse the on-site housing and prefer for him to come home every evening. And Frederick wants the same thing. It seems important then, at first, for Frederick to continue living at home so he won't be confronted with too many changes at the same time. One time he was housed on site and his training wasn't as beneficial for him as it was for the others.
Thank you, Mylin. Very well. The different elements allow us to propose a transition to an ESAT. Even if the change is difficult for Frederick and his tasks are carried out a little slowly, he has gained a certain maturity and can find his place. Don't forget to give me your assessments so that I can validate them and include them in the MDPH file that Frederick is putting together with Mylin. Thank you all, and see you tomorrow.